Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Another failed Silicon Valley exec gets a crypto project by Aaron Griffith, Lucas Duplin, who founded Klinkle and made it into an object lesson in Silicon Valley overhype, is plotting a return. He has raised money from his family and outside investors for a venture fund focused on backing enterprise software startups, Wired has learned. The fund will operate out of New York and has backed at least two companies in which Duplin is involved. One of those companies is a cryptocurrency project focused on employee rewards called Universal Recognition Token, URT. People familiar with the matter say Duplin has referred to himself as the project's founder, CEO, and CIO at various times in its development. In a statement, Duplin denied having founded the company. He said he's been involved with URT, but is not employed by the company and is not involved in day-to-day operations. The project, which counts scribed CEO Trip Adler and seasoned HR execs Vivian Vital and Stan Dunlop as advisors, recently began selling tokens to accredited investors in a pre-sale, which plans to sell the tokens more broadly in the third quarter. Self-described crypto enthusiast and serial entrepreneur Brendan Ward has been URT's CEO since November 2017. Duplin has kept his involvement with the crypto project under wraps. But if any place in tech would welcome an operator with a rocky track record, it's the fledgling, often lawless world of digital currencies. It used to be that, after a career meltdown, executives and public figures had to go through image rehab to get a new job. But recently, a simpler solution has emerged. They can go crypto. The digital currency world's lack of gatekeepers and regulators makes it an attractive place for failed, disgraced, or otherwise shunned executives to start over. Halsey Miner, a founder of CNET, who later became embroiled in numerous lawsuits and filed for personal bankruptcy in 2013, recently raised $35 million for a crypto project called VideoCoin. Jason Goldberg, co-founder of Fab.com, a once-hyped e-commerce flop that burned $336 million in venture funding in 3 years, raised $21 million for a blockchain software company called OST. Even Steve Bannon, the fired Trump advisor who was also fired from far-right website Breitbart, has considered creating a deplorables coin. Duplin, a Stanford graduate, gained notoriety in 2013 when he raised $25 million from Silicon Valley A-list investors for Klinkle, a mysterious startup that had not yet launched a product. Duplin mismanaged the digital payments company, according to reports, and Klinkle's dysfunction was widely mocked in the tech press throughout the company's ugly implosion. Klinkle is now a cautionary tale and a punchline on HBO's Silicon Valley. Post-Klinkle, Duplin created a product called Treats, which aimed to help businesses reward their employees with random, variable gifts. Variable rewards are a popular psychological trick used by Silicon Valley product architects who aim to make their apps as addictive as possible. Duplin has operated under the radar since. In October, tech executive Brian Adams tweeted about a frustrating exchange in which Duplin emailed with a vague request for startup advice. On their scheduled call, Duplin was not present. Instead, an associate played a record of an investment pitch for a startup over the phone. Do not hack the be generous to startups reflex and do dumb shit like tricking people into listening to your recorded pitch, Adams tweeted. That pitch was for Surprise HR, the Raleigh, North Carolina-based human resources software startup that sells the Treats product. Surprise HR boasts 50 clients, including two Fortune 500 companies. The company does not list Duplin on its website. The reviews on Glassdoor mention Duplin and Klinkle's involvement. Duplin says he is not currently employed by or involved with Surprise HR. Albert Iloyan, CEO of Surprise HR, confirmed that Duplin is an investor in the company, but no longer has a role in its operations. Regarding the recorded pitch, Iloyan says the sales team was using Duplin's name in email campaigns, but the practice was discontinued last fall. Iloyan also had a hand in the drafting of Universal Recognition Token's white paper and is listed on URT's website as a member of the team. I helped Brendan and his team refine some of their ideas on what they're building, hence the white paper, Iloyan says, noting that Ward had previously done consulting work for Surprise HR. There is plenty of overlap between Surprise HR and URT, which share a common goal of changing how companies reward their employees. Surprise HR provides a system to give employees variable rewards, while URT plans to offer a marketplace for employees to auction off those rewards. Naturally, URT will use blockchain technology to do so. The project promises to eliminate unappreciated employee rewards with a distributed ledger that tracks how many employees actually use the rewards and which ones are the most desirable. A blog from URT declares that blockchain technology will profoundly disrupt human resources and HR tech. In May, Surprise HR and URT announced a partnership, positioning the deal as a win for URT and not mentioning their common investor, Duplin. With Surprise HR, the URT engineering team will have a real-life use case to develop our partner components for, like the Auction It button and external APIs, the announcement declared.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.